We're here at the Divorced Men's Diner, a welcome addition to this vast California desert. Located just off the state highway, past the Shakey's and about a half a mile from the bowling alley, the Divorced Men's Diner is the first diner in the country to be run entirely by and for divorced men. Let's ask head chef Bud Mort what it's like to work in such an operation.
It's kind of depressing. At first it seems a little like the army, but then you realize that these guys are the walking wounded. They're always wincing internally. It's kind of depressing to have your food cooked by a guy who's wincing internally.
What about the other functions you have here at night?
Well, the Divorced Men of the Desert, the support group, they meet here on Wednesday night at 8. And then on Thursdays, another group, Fathers Without Children, they show Three Stooges movies nonstop from 7 to midnight.
That's a lot of Three Stooges.
The men like that. At least I do. It doesn't matter which movie, just so long as it helps me not to think.
Well, thank you, Bud. Next, we'll talk to a man who spent his entire life running away from himself, Mr. Arthur Rusty Gump. Rusty, I understand you've been on the move ever since your wife took a hike.
Yep, 3 years, 5 months, 22 days.
Have you found yourself slowing down much?
Nope.
Hey, waiter, where's my food?
Oops, there's a customer. Gotta go.
We made Rusty the waiter because that way he could move around a lot and still work here.
So you, Bud, and Rusty work out front. Who works the back?
Rock and Tab. Those aren't the real names, but they changed their names so they could feel more glamorous. It's hard to feel glamorous around here, especially if you're overweight and losing your hair.
Rock and Tab run the dishwasher and...
Yeah, we make all the coffee and the chef's salads, too.
And we do all the prep and cleanup.
Well, the rest of the time, we just stay back here and sulk.
If you got nothing to offer, you're better off just leaving other people alone.
No use spreading the disease.
Especially if the disease is you.
I bet you two fellas feel right at home here with the other divorced men of the desert.
Well, kinda.
Not really. I never feel at home anywhere I am. That's my biggest problem. Well, one of my biggest problems.
My biggest problem is just being who I am.
Me too.
You fellas gonna catch the Three Stooges movies tonight? They are showing them tonight, aren't they? Tonight's Thursday, isn't it?
Ask Rusty. He's the one who shows them.
Somebody call my name.
Oh, yes, Rusty. We were wondering if you're going to show those Three Stooges films tonight.
Well, I will if anybody wants to see them, but nobody came last time, so until I see a little more interest, I'm just gonna call the whole thing off.
I think everybody's tired of those movies, except maybe me. I always love to watch stuff like that, you know?
Me? I'm just gonna go home and drink. That makes me feel better than watching three old guys hit each other on the head.
Me, I'm gonna catch double bubble down at the Interstate Inn. Hey, let's stop talking and wash some dishes here, huh?
All right, well, there you have it. The only diner in the world run exclusively by and for divorced men here on a lonely stretch of highway where what might have been stretches between a wish and a dream. Here,
hey, pal, do us a favor and don't get philosophical with our address. We're just off State Highway 65, halfway between Barstow and the Air Force Base.
The Divorced Men's Diner. Say, can I get a club sandwich to go?
To go? What's the matter? You don't like the company? Hey, I'll show the movies tonight if you stay and watch.
I'll watch, too, if you show them.
No, I really have to be getting back to work. You see, I live a long ways away. A long way to drive. It's several hours back to where I work.